Hello, hello, hello.
Radio.
Huh?
You gotta wait till the lady say something first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now?
Okay, you on. Yeah, yep.
All right. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, The Menu. This is Big Red on the line. I got Brother B.
What's yeah, what up? I'm B? On the bus. What up? I'm on the bus in the transit, but it ain't going to stop the show, though.
I'm well, monkey
you
don't stop no show.
That's right. You may hear some bus sounds, but I'm
one
still
bus
here.
Driver don't stop no show.
Exactly. Hey, yo, before we get this underway, I do want to say rest in peace to Fife Dawg from A Tribe Called
yes.
Quest, man.
Definitely.
We lost, you know, a piece of hip-hop, man. Real hip-hop today.
A big piece of hip-hop.
See, they got that bus thing. And a lot of people, you know, don't know, especially this younger generation, don't know about A Tribe Called Quest or Fife. You know, Fifeism, you know, the second lyrical installment with the group A Tribe Called Quest. And, you know, he held it down with real lyrics.
Reppin' Queens, reppin' Queens.
No doubt. And not with a whole bunch of junk that you be hearing on the radio nowadays that this generation mistaken for lyrics. You know,
definitely.
Talking about real hip hop. So, you know, that's definitely a loss for hip hop. And how was your day, Cuzzo?
It was good. You know, did some laundry today, but, you know, productive nonetheless. Productive nonetheless.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I got a bad mouth. You know, Nika and Nicole for not being here. You know.
Y'all gonna get it.
Yeah, bad applesauce and all.
Bad applesauce.
Yeah, that's Nicole. Bad applesauce. Nika. I don't know. We make up for Nika.
Don't we got the show? Yeah, they can make it up for the next show coming up.
Yeah, but I still got to come up with a name for Nika. We just can't throw Nicole under the bus for bad applesauce. You know what I'm saying? So how about Nika? We call her Old Tomatoes. That's what we're going to do. Bad applesauce and Old Tomatoes. That's what we're going to call
Old Tomatoes.
Her ass is now on another episode of the book. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm on the bus. In transit, and I'm still doing the show. Them, I don't know about them. They bad applesauce.
Well, you know, us women, you know, we have maybe other issues going on.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I got to make fun of them, of course. You know, it wouldn't be right if I didn't.
Don't worry, girls, I got you.
Yeah. So, tonight's topic is taking your kids. A good form of discipline. Big Red, I take it away.
Through the rear door.
I say beat them. I don't mean beat them to the point where they bloodied and abused or they got marks on them. But I mean, you know, unfortunately, if you have a child of the lighter persuasion, sometimes that happens. But, I say, you know, my thing is, like I said, as long as you're not abusing the child, I say discipline is a big part of raising children. It has to be done at some point. I mean, you have it has to be done at some point. And some people feel that, you beat your kids, that's because, you got beat. Or because you've been abused or something. No, that's not necessarily true.
Well, I don't know really what the problem is because when we were coming up, nobody was rushing to save us from getting spankings or anything like that. Like, there was I don't know if it was called ACS. I think it was, what was it called, BCW?
BCW.
BCW years ago. And nobody was stopping our parents from whipping on us, so I don't see what the problem is.
Right.
I really
that's
don't.
Because they came up once again. It got, I really think how, to me, I think it started when, like that, I'll say, and I'm not, don't, you know, quote me on it, you know, exactly, but I think that started around, like, the crack era. That stuff started around, like, that stuff started with the old call and ACS. And because, like I said, a lot of those parents that were on the drug and a lot of them that had still had some of their children or their children, they were being abused. They were being abusive. I think that's where that started from.
But what I find interesting nowadays is the fact that you still got parents on drugs and they beating their kids or the kids get taken away. They go to a program for like 90 days and then they get their kids back. So what's the difference?
Right. Right.
And like what really changed with the system?
Right.
It seemed like anything really changed.
Right. It's just, it's, you know, and then it's just like, you know, I think, you know, like, you know, with school and stuff like that, I think it changed a lot with a lot of these kids going to school. And, you know, you need to be able to, you know, at one time, they used to send the kids to school. Especially, like, a lot of those, like, I think, like, the Catholic schools and stuff like that, the nuns used to spank the kids. I don't know. It's just that it's crazy now, and I think that's why these kids nowadays, this is why they have no respect for any authority, because they, you know, nobody, you know, I'm not going to say nobody hitting them, but maybe some of these kids need to be.
Yeah, I totally agree. Some of these kids, like, they like I said, I don't think we didn't grow up bad. Like, we didn't come out bad. You know, the generation of kids that, you know, got their ass good. We didn't come out bad, but now we got a generation of kids who, like you said, they don't fear authority because no authority is shown.
Right, and I mean, that we just, like, listen, we didn't just get beat. It was just the thing of, it's the thing we got beat with. It's not just getting beat. It was what you got beat with.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that made you think twice before you did certain things, you know?
Yeah, well, I remember years ago, you know, kids just get beat with extension cords, you know, all other types of unorthodox instruments.
Right.
You know, that was in selective situations. That wasn't an everyday occurrence.
Right.
But, you know, now, these kids are not facing any type of consequences when they turn around and they do stuff at home. Like, you put them on punishment, you take away a video game. Oh, yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, yeah, I got the pleasure of that. And that's only because I went to somebody's house I wasn't supposed to go to. So it's not like I really did anything really that horrible.
Oh, well, yeah. Now my father's belt was thick, and you know he had baseball.
My father.
Yeah, the belt.
And that's the thing. They had really, like, real belts. Like, these belts were real. Because everybody, daddy trying to be some type of superstar, so they got all these expensive MCM and Louis Vuitton belts. Them damn belts that hit and beat nobody.
Oh, nah. The belts back in the day, it's like they just took the cowtail or whatever and just put it around their waist. It was just...
Straight level.
But like I said, I mean, what issue is there? Do you really find it logical to arrest a parent for disciplining their child? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I think that's stupid. And like I said, once again, it depends on how the how the child, you know, like what the parent is doing. Like I said, is this foul to the, is this to the point where the parent is beating the child and the child is in pain, the child is bleeding, or, you know, there's broken bones and stuff like that. That, you know, that's different, of course. Or if you see it's going to get to that point, yeah, that's a different story. And it also depends on the age of the child. Now, big old horse, Negro children, listen, they can take it. But when you have a small child that's like, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and you just like pounding on them, like hitting somebody that's like 19, you know, 17, 18 years old, that's you know, that's a big difference.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you can't be punching on your kid like they a piece of meat,
right?
You know, like some Rocky movie. You know, but then again, I mean, I'm not condoning it, but, you know, you got some kids out here, some teenagers, who are stepping up, you know, to their parents, like, it's okay, like, it's just somebody in the street.
Right.
And you may have to, you know, come at your kid like somebody in the street, and like, whoa, you're not going to take this stuff with
me. Right.
You know. But the people who take these rules, some of them don't have to go through it. And if they do go through it, what do? They spend a little bit of money and they put their kids in the program every single morning. And they don't have to deal with it. Like, real kids don't have to deal with it. It's, like I said, and like last year, what you said, you can't have like a 10-year-old and you can't have them like this adult.
Yeah.
And you whipping them like temptation. You can't do that.
Right.
But you have to let them know that it's not a game. Because listen, I'd rather beat kids than they go out the street to the system and correct them or officer or a cop is beating on them.
Yeah, exactly.
It really can't do nothing for you. But sometimes I wonder if that's what the system is, if that's what they're looking for. It's for us to not discipline our kids and, you know, just make more pressure.
So they can do the discipline.
Yeah, well, you know, they can get their overall quota of getting, you know, more kids into the prison system, especially, you know, our black, you know.
Yeah, they weren't disciplined, so we will do it for them, and we can bring them in here. And, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's just, that's what it basically is. And I think also, you know what, I just thought about the fact when we said, when you asked where, that all of it, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. When you had said earlier, when they started, you know, like parents not really able to discipline their children without the authorities getting involved, or like ACS, BCW, stuff like that. I didn't think about it, but what happened is that years ago with the little girl, and the mother was getting abused by the husband, and he beat the hell out of the child. And the child wasn't in school. It was something that happened. The child wasn't in school for like months.
Uh-huh.
And they were trying to figure out why the child wasn't in school. And, you know, at that time, BCW, you know, were involved with, like I said, they weren't doing it so much. And, you know, they knew that there was issues and domestic violence and stuff going on, but it's just that I guess they have so many cases, they can't get to everybody or whatever, and the child ends up dying. So they had, I forgot the child's name, but they had, you know, I think that's where a lot of the stuff comes also.
Well, listen, first of all, you can't sit there and logically, you can't sit there and go into somebody's home and then really assess what's going on. Because, you know, think about it. The parents are going to tell the kids to lie.
Mm.
Some of the kids are going to be scared. And
they're not going to want to say anything. I don't think some of these people are actually properly trained or fully trained to actually know what's going on, to actually use the signs. I think they just give them some little rush class, and they tell them, like, just go out there and do your job.
Right.
You know, and that's that. Like, don't take this too seriously. Don't take it home with you. But the thing is, you can't tell somebody that when their job is to make sure kids are not getting beat.
Right.
Because if you sit there and you don't take the situation seriously, then somebody's kid is going to die. Something's going to happen to somebody's kid. And I think that's the problem with the system. There is too many cracks in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just the fact that, and then that's the thing, it's just, like I said, a child has to be disciplined, but once again, it depends on how far the person takes it or how you take it or what kind of discipline you do to the child. And like I said, you have children out there that, you know, punishment, like certain punishments that they do. Like I have a friend of mine, her kids are grown now, but when they were young, you know, young children, the husband used to make the kids kneel in rice and stuff like that.
Oh, now, see, that's...
Now, of course, that's considered, you know, like corporal punishment.
Yeah, that's torture.
Right. But that's what they used to... But guess what? But she said when she was younger, that's what her mother and them used to do to her brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And to them, I guess it wasn't considered like torture or corporal punishment, but now it is because it's a different generation going on.
Well, nowadays it seems like anything is considered some type of corporal punishment. Like,
right.
Real talk. We as kids, we used to get our asses whipped all over the place just for, you know what I'm saying, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. We got smacked in the mouth for talking back. We got hit for a lot of shit. So
yeah.
My whole thing is, all of the, see, now, not only are you creating a generation of kids who don't respect authority because they don't know authority or they don't know consequence, but then you're also raising suckers. Well, they're raising suckers because they don't know what it's like to get popped in their jaw or popped in their mouth until they get
or
older.
Or punched in the damn chest, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Until they get older and then it actually happens, and the next thing you know, they want to go run and get a gun because they feel violated and disrespected.
Right.
I mean,
the first person
that should pop your ass is your parent.
Right. You are absolutely, and especially a dad, a father. I told my son, I told Tyreek that all the time. Listen, your father should have punched you in your chest when you was younger. He should have. He should have punched. I told him all the time. I said, your father was punching you in your chest from when you was like maybe about 7 or 8 years old. You wouldn't feel a certain way at certain times. Like you put me, maybe you wouldn't even be so angry all the time. And then you would know. It's like, you know, you're not a punk. Of course, you won't pick up your hands and fight now because I know that. But it's just that I feel that he should have punched me in the chest. And I still feel like that. Like men with their sons, punch that Negro in his chest. Punch him in the chest. One time. You ain't even got to do it a couple of times. One time. Believe me, you punch him in his chest one time. Believe me, he's gonna be like, yo. You know what? I'm straightening up. I'm flying right. I'm doing what I got to do.
Well, of course, because you don't want to get punched in your chest again.
Right, exactly.
That's the whole thing. But like I said, these kids, they don't know. And my thing is, what is to be accomplished? Now, I'm a kid. My mother or my father hits me. And then I call ACS, I call the authorities or whatever, and then they get locked up. What the hell is being accomplished by that? What's it being accomplished?
But because they don't think about that, the child, he or she is not thinking about that. they figure they not thinking on their call or their daughter needs to call whoever on their parents. They not thinking about the fact that, okay, if they lock up your mother and your father, you know you're going to a foster. You know that they're gonna put you somewhere until they find somewhere to put you.
Exactly. And you know what I'm saying?
Or I guess maybe you going to grandma, or maybe you going to auntie, somebody if they want to be bothered with you, because a lot of times when they feel that when they do stuff like that, they don't realize that the other family members don't want to be bothered with you for a reason.
Exactly.
Because you doing stuff like that. Now, what's to say you come stay at my house and I tell you to do something and you start acting out at my house, and the next thing you know, I pop you upside your head, and the next thing you know, you call them on me. No.
Exactly. Wait, real quick. Listen, to all those that are listening live, this is Brother B. Here in front of the computer, no longer in transit to call the 3054. My apologies for not answering. If you get a chance, call back. If not, we'll catch up with you later. You're rocking with the menu. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. And tonight's topic is spanking your kid a good form of discipline? Now, as you were saying, Big Red, you are absolutely right. The parents don't want, like, the cousin or the sister, you know, brother, whoever, going to be like, listen, I ain't taking care of him. I ain't watching
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Let him go good, because, like I said, and let this be a message to all you kids, if whether their parents are going to let them hear this part or whatever. If you really think that calling ACS or calling police, oh, you hit me, I'm going to call police. Yo, go right ahead and call the police. Because guess what? If they take me off to jail, you're going to a foster home. And trust and believe, I ain't never been in no foster home, but I've heard rumors. I've heard stories. And you ain't going to get no fair shake up in there. You may not even get a bed to sleep in. Yep. You may not even get three meals. You ain't getting no snacks. You ain't getting no Jordans, or you ain't getting none of that.
Ain't no Xbox to play. Ain't no, oh, you going to be sitting on your phone all night long. Ain't no, oh, yeah, well, I'm going outside. No, you ain't. After a certain time, you either in or you out. Because guess what? They lock some doors up at a certain time. So guess what? If you ain't there, you'll be on the street for the night.
Yep. Curfew. So, like I said, if you really think that calling. Now, I'm not sitting there condoning anybody like brutalizing their kid, but getting your ass chapped every once in a while because you doing something that you ain't supposed to be doing, well, it is what it is.
That's right.
Because snatching a video game, I don't know if that's really going to work. I don't know how
that doesn't work. Let me tell you something. That stuff doesn't even work anymore. And especially as they get older kids, it doesn't work anymore. Because you know why it don't work anymore? Because it's like, all right, you take that away from me, I'll just go to so-and-so house and go do something. Oh, I'll play a game on my phone. It's always going to be something. They don't care about that anymore, about taking away your game, taking away the phone, taking away. It doesn't faze them anymore, because they're going to find some other way of getting, you know, what they got again. Like I said, technology is so crazy. Now, they're going to find some way to do something.
Well, of course, because that's what they do. They always find a way to go around the punishment, but you can't go around the ass whipping. You can't get around
that.
You can't get around the ass whipping, because when that belt hits your ass or that hand tap your ass, you can't get away from that pain. It's going to be what it is. And see, that's the big difference between, you know, punishment and just, you know, there's a difference between discipline and punishment. And to me, I think taking it away, I think that's just some type of punishment. That's not disciplining. Like, disciplining your kid, is really like getting hands-on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, let me get a bamboo shoot and bust you upside your, you know.
He just bamboo shoot.
Listen. Grandparents, listen, I know there's people out there that remember when they used to get pieces of a tree, hit with pieces of a tree.
That's right. Get that paddle. Remember Grandma with the paddle?
Yeah.
With
yep,
the paddle board,
yep.
The paddle and her slipper?
Yep. Oh, yeah, you get hit with slippers, shoes.
Yeah,
you know,
slippers, shoes,
you socks,
paddle, the paddle board.
Socks.
Man, that paddle thing hurt. And it wasn't like them. So I'm not talking about them cheap, like they got the ones now. You know, remember the paddle ball with the little ball on the end and hit it? No. The one that Grandma had wasn't like these little thin piece of crap ones. I'm talking about that. She had that thick wood one. And she tells you in a minute, if you don't sit your tail down, I'm going to get this paddle and pop your ass.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yo, caller 3054, you're on with the menu. What up?
Come on, I got to give my 5-minute speech in this. I can't tell you guys have the social media
here. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, I was in transit, brother. I was in transit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
I got two things to say before I run out and finish up being my son. Number one, I'm 40 years old right now. Well, soon to be. If I told my mother to shut the hell up, she'll still slap the crap out of me. But that was parents.
That's right.
Because that's your respect.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I'm sure we all agree that, you know, discipline is good to a certain form. But this generation is like, you touch a child, you go to jail. But your child, either you go to jail or your child go to jail later on or get killed by a cop. It's either or.
Right.
No win. But I had a friend of mine. He has a back then with like 13, 15 year old daughter. He came home. Wow. He came home from work. And saw his daughter at home in bed with another teenager.
So, brother B, as a father,
you come home and see a young daughter in a bed. either they're doing it or close to, regardless. Number one, why she's home from school? And number two, why there's a guy in my house?
Mm-hmm.
He freaked out, so he whipped her. He kicked the guy out and whipped her. And the next day in school, of course, she told her friends what happened, so the friends decided to tell the teacher, so on, and guess what happened? The principal called the cops, and they come and arrest the father. The father had never laid a hand on his daughter, but he was one of those hot-headed teenager daughters, and now he got an ACS on his case forever.
Wow.
It's like, wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, like, you know, he's trying to do the right thing as a true father. Once again, she's 13, 14 years old. She's a beautiful young girl, but she's like hot-headed, so of course a lot of guys will chase after her. But you come home and see a child in bed with someone, you're going to freak out.
Right,
emotions will take over you know?
Mm-hmm. Check this out. I do not disagree with anything that your friend did, and I will pray for him. Because as much as no one really wants to hear the truth, I'm going to tell you the goddamn truth. When these streets catch up with your kid, these streets ain't going to be sitting in the front row with you crying. It's going
right.
to be you, your ass alone. When your daughter is sitting up in the clinic from either some disease or she's pregnant, the streets and the ACS ain't going to be sitting there with you. Getting you through this. You're going to be there by yourself. So I've had a couple of run-ins with ACS myself. And you know what? For the most part, a lot of them are phony-ass, wannabe political-ass people. Listen, if you really want to do your job, you would get the hell out of my business and worry about what's going on in your house. Because if my daughter ain't sick, see, if she ain't bleeding and if she ain't screaming out, "Daddy tried to murder me," mind your goddamn business.
Because
you're too busy believing what the mama said, and then you want, you know what I'm saying? Somebody has to jump sides. So they either want
to
be on the mama's side.
Yep.
You know, they don't ever want to be on the daddy's side. They want to be on the mama's side, and they want to make somebody look like an enemy. Like I said, when your kid get caught up in the streets, ACS ain't coming to the funeral.
No, but it's funny when you say that, how ACS is always, most cases, is always on the wrong case. like they're on the parents that's doing their job and the one that's abusing kids, oh, you hear them on the news a day, the next day.
Yeah.
I remember some years ago, there was a case where they found a little girl dead in the closet.
Yes, I remember that one, yes.
And, oh, well,
I think that's the same one I was talking about earlier.
Uh-huh. And possibly. Oh, ACS went to the house numerous times, but ACS dropped the ball. Somebody dropped the ball, and these people are not, they need to be held accountable. That's the problem. Some of these agencies are not held accountable for the things that they don't do.
And that's the problem. Exactly, and that's the problem. That's why they're also, you know, that's why they try to be, you know, they try to be like over the top with it because they know that a lot of times they let a lot of children slip through the cracks.
True.
Yeah, they do. And
they know they do. They let a lot of children slip through the cracks.
Listen,
nobody's perfect, but wow.
I love my daughter. And a lot of people know I love my daughter, but yo, let me come in the house and see some shit that ain't supposed to be happening.
That's right.
Yo, you know those nuclear
it's
alarms?
On and popping.
You know the nuclear alarm when the, like the sound when they ring the bell with fall for the fallout. Yo,
yep.
You better ring it because it's yo. You get in my way, I don't care who get in my way. Listen, I don't have any type of ill will for law enforcement or authority, but goddamn it, that's my kid and that's my house. I'm the law.
And it's my true, and God forbid.
Business.
And God forbid, I'm not. God forbid your daughter gets pregnant or catches a disease. Whose fault is it? Yours,
right.
Well, you did not discipline your child.
And that's the first thing they're going to say. Oh, well, where was the parent? Oh, the parent was this. And all this, how did this happen? Then they'll be ready to blame you. But you want to not let me do what I have to do in terms of disciplining my child. If I catch my child and they're a certain age and they laying up in the bed with somebody, you damn right I'm going to go out my mind. I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to try to hurt the chick. Because I got boys and this is like, what?
Yes.
First of all, what the hell are you doing in my house?
Okay, personal question. Have you guys talked to your children about the birds and the bees yet and relationships?
Well, mine's way too late for that. Because first of all, one is 22 years old. He got a kid already, and the other one is 18. So I ain't got that. They already done got that.
Okay, you're good.
Yeah, I already got. They done got that.
Well, my daughter said her and her mother had that conversation, and she's not comfortable discussing it with me. So I told her this. I respect that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Go wrong, and you really going to see what right is. That's all I said.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my
And that's understandable.
Dude, don't. Like, I told her, I love you. I said, listen, I'll give up my soul for you. But, yo, do not cross me. Do not cross me. I will treat you like a roach in the street. I told her just like that, don't do it. Do not do it. Like, I love you. I love you to death, but do not do it. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something that you just have to carry by yourself. I got to carry that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You get pregnant or something, or something happened to you, I got to carry that. You get raped, I got to carry that. And I'm going to be looking for blood. Because you know what? Listen. Okay, who listening? F this system. Because you know what? When you sitting out there, when your kid get raped or something like that, ain't a judge, a jury, anybody going to tell me anything. Listen, in a real world, like what's in my mind, you rape somebody, kid, or you rape somebody in general, listen, then you be tied to a pole and they be throwing rocks, meat cleavers, and all types of thing at you. You deserve it.
Right.
You deserve it. You don't do stuff like that. You just don't do it. But, of course, there has to be laws and, you know, this person is innocent to prove it. Man, the hell with that. You know, you say, you talk that junk to all of them, these young black men that lost their lives in the streets to law enforcement and other stuff. Ask them if they were innocent until proven guilty. No, they were guilty until they were proven innocent, but they dead. So
right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right.
So don't try to switch up one for the other. But like
Later.
I said, I'd rather spank my kid and let him know, yo, it's real out there. You rather my hand than the cop's gun.
Right. And,
yeah.
You know, the discipline part, like I said, you know, another thing that you know, just don't get me sometimes, you know, people be like, you know, like you see like 2-year-old, 3-year-old kids, you know, 2-3-year-old, 4-year-olds, and they doing certain things. And the mother and father, the parent, he just does that because of this, that, and and that's cute. No, are you kidding me? You know, spitting at a person or kicking at a person or just running up. You know, my thing is this: you have to learn to let your kids know that they have to have self-control.
Oh, matter of fact,
and yes,
because
I'm about to pop you.
Yeah, I think Hot Rod posted a video a while ago of some kid was kicking a lady, and the kid's mother wasn't doing anything about it at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
they were
kicking
like
the lady.
They
was in a restaurant. I think it was in a restaurant or something like that. And then the lady popped the kid, and then the mother was, oh, you don't hit my kid. But, dude,
right.
your kid was just hitting the lady, and you ain't say nothing. Are you serious?
Yep. Right. And then that
That's
was an older lady. That was an older lady, and that's another problem. When you say something to these kids about something, then the parents want to get an attitude with you because you saying something to their child. But you're not disciplining your kid. You're not saying anything.
Yeah.
You're not saying anything to your kid.
You need to mind your business.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And like I said, I've had a parent tell me that one, not until actually tell me my business, but her and her son and another friend of theirs, they were getting ready to get into an argument. This was when my kids were younger, and I told the boy to go upstairs to his house to cool off because the two brothers were getting ready to jump on the boy. The mother comes back downstairs with the boy, and she said, oh, why did you tell my son to go upstairs? I said, well, they were getting into a heated argument, and the two brothers looked like they were getting ready to jump on him, so I told him to go upstairs. She's going to tell me, oh, why did you tell him to go upstairs? Why you didn't tell the other two little boys to go upstairs? Guess what? Not a problem, because the next time when I see your son and them kids is about to whip his ass, I'm going to sit right there and watch it.
But it would be
your
fault why you did not say anything in the first place. Why you did not stop the
job?
Right.
It was a no-win situation.
Because
it just doesn't make any sense.
She wants to sit there and like, oh, you trying to say my son is a punk? Like he couldn't take on two people and give you your ass?
Or he's the one out there starting trouble. And guess what? He was the one that was out there starting the trouble all the time. Because guess what? While she upstairs with her man or whatever it is she was upstairs with, I was out there with my children watching their child. Child.
Oh, sorry, guys. I got to go now. I got to go show my daddy duties.
Uh-oh. All right.
All right.
You can have fun
guys.
Now.
Okay, have a good
night. All right. Regards to the prince and the princess.
Thank you so much.
All right, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. But
yeah, these people, you know, that's what it is. It's like you know, you say something to their kids, and it's like, oh, why are you saying something to my child? It's that and the other. And as I was saying, like when they tour, my thing is when they start getting to when kids are not. Let me tell you something. Kids are smarter than people give credit for. Kids know how. Kids know who they can get away with certain things and who they can. And you know when they know it, they know it from when they know it from when they are months old. People say, "Oh, that baby's only 3 months old. He or she don't know." That's bull. Children have no feelings. They know certain facial expressions. They know, and especially these children now.
Little smart
these
ass.
Babies don't come out, huh?
I said these little smart asses.
Yeah, these children don't come out like how they used to. Children used to come out eyes closed, and they used to be all, you know, just, you know, relaxed. No, these children come out with the eyes open, sitting up. They be 2 or 3 months old, ready to sit up already. I can't. I can't. These kids are so advanced now, so they children know. Children know certain things. And you have to tell them. Yeah, you have to tell them right from wrong, or you have to show them certain things that they can or can't. Like, I know that, like, when my sons, when they were younger, and they would go to, like, babysitters and stuff like that, and you had a child there that used to bite and stuff like that. You have to teach your child that that's wrong. But if you're not telling the child that's wrong, they're going to think that they can do that all the time.
Of course. Of course they're going to think they can do it. But that's the problem. See, you got a lot of punk-ass parents out here that don't, or either they don't want to, or they're afraid to say something to their kids. Because
no, they're busy trying to be they're busy trying to either make up for something, or they're trying to be the child's friend. They don't want to be, like I said, they don't want to be the disciplined parent. They want to be the fun parent. Oh, Mike, I'm the fun parent.
Well, listen, I tell the parent quick, you're a jackass if you think you're going to be your kid's friend. You ain't supposed to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be their parent. That's first and foremost.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, my parents,
absolutely,
may they rest in peace. Listen, they can be friendly, but they weren't my friends. They were my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at them as friends. They may be friendly or may have been friendly at times, but those were my parents. Those were the authority to respect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's why these kids out there, once again, they don't have any respect because there's no authoritative figure in the household to do so. Like,
nope.
I had a brief, and we're going to have to do a segment on this, a brief discussion with a friend of mine about that whole title of single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't like
the title being glorified. Like that movie Single Moms Club. Obviously I don't like that. Because you know what I'm saying? You're glorifying the breakdown of a system.
Right.
The breakdown
Absolutely.
Of a household that's not supposed to be. I don't like that. Now there are circumstances where, you know, things happen. I get it. But you shouldn't be striving to be a single mom, or to me that doesn't exist. You're a mother. You're a parent who happens
right.
to be single. You can't mix your status of like being single with being a parent. Because what happens when you have a boyfriend and the boyfriend is helping you out with the kid? Then what? Are you still single?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still a
right.
single parent? You know what I'm saying? So that shouldn't even come in the mix like that. But a lot of people like to, you know, they like to put it in. They like to mix it in like it's okay. But
right.
We'll get on that topic one day soon. But
That sounds like a very good topic.
Yeah, but listen, I ain't your friend. You know, I love my daughter to death, but I tell her, yeah, I ain't your friend. I'm your
right,
father.
Absolutely.
I ain't trying to be your friend.
And
you
know have to, yeah, and especially when they start getting up in them teens, and that was something that me and you know the older one father had got into, and he couldn't, you know, this is, you know, me and the oldest had a conversation the other day, and I told him we were talking about being a man and all this other stuff, and he was like, oh, well, you can't teach me how to be a man. You're right. I said, the person that should and supposed to teach you how to be a man is your father. I said, but unfortunately, there's some things that he can teach you a man about, but you know what? He's not fully a man yet. He's not there yet. So he got kind of agitated. Oh, well, what do you mean he's not fully a man yet? Because any time that you can sit up there and tell me that you get mad with me because I'm telling you that as his father, you need to stop playing around with him so much, and you get an attitude and get mad with me, that's a problem right there. I'm not telling you that you can't play with your son or play, but it's how you're doing it, and you're not taking certain things that he's doing seriously.
All right, so let me ask you a personal question, if I may. Do you think because of his not being as strict has had an effect or a negative or somewhat of a negative effect on his son's life?
Yes. I really do. Okay. And I really do. I really.
Which goes to show you that discipline that's not there, you know what I'm saying, from the father. Because in a household, like, we already know the role of a mother. Like, a mother could whip ass, too. Like, we already know that.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like you getting your ass whipped, or, you know, you getting the evil eye or the heavy breathing from your father. It's like, whoa, okay.
Right,
like,
this
person means business. But, you know, the mother is nurturing, and the mother is this, but the mother can flip wicked. But, you know, the father usually, you know, hands out the
sentence. He's a disciplinarian, and that's...
Exactly.
Right. But see, that's the thing. It was the thing, once again, when you have a person that's, how can I say, when they're not confident within themselves, they want to be liked by somebody. So who's to like them the most? Oh, my child. So when you have the other parent, okay, the parent doesn't really want to be bothered with you. Okay, so guess what? The other parent don't want to be bothered, so guess what? I'm going to do X, Y, and Z so my son can see me as, oh, the fun parent, the good parent, the parent that doesn't hit me. Oh, well, he may yell at me a little bit, but he doesn't really discipline me. But then the other side, and like I said, this can go both ways. It don't have to be just like the mother and the father. It can be the flip side also. But then the other parents, oh, she always yelling, and she hits me, and she does this, and she disciplines, and she takes my game away. So it's like, I become the mean parent. I'm the you know, excuse my language, but I'm the bitch. I'm the mean one. Oh, my father, oh, he takes me out, or he takes me to places, he does this, or he don't really, like I say, he just yells at me a little bit, but he doesn't really do anything. This is how he's thinking. And yes, I feel that it has made a negative effect because he personally, and I tell him, and he may not, he says it, but like I said, I'm seeing it from a parent point of view. You don't take your father seriously. He's known as the fun parent.
This is true.
And guess what? That's not how it's supposed. I'm not saying that's not how it's supposed to be, but you know what's so funny? I was watching Good Times.
It has to be balanced.
Right, mm-hmm. It has to be balanced. I was watching Good Times, and the younger one was watching, you know, when the father was on there, and he was like, well, why is he so mean, and why is he? I said, he's not mean. That's how fathers are supposed to be.
Exactly.
I said, see, fathers like him, I said, that wasn't even my father. That's a TV father, and I was scared of him.
Yep.
That's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be scared. I'm serious. From when I was younger, I was scared of him. And like I said, he wasn't even my father, and I was scared of him. And that's a TV father. So I told him, that is how fathers are supposed to be with their family. He's supposed to be the one to protect the mother, protect his wife, protect his kids. That's how it doesn't matter how old his children are. He's going to protect his son. He's going to especially protect his daughter.
Yep.
But it's no more of that now because everybody is in competition with each other. The man is so busy worrying about what the woman is doing, and so you're forgetting you have children with this person. That's who you're supposed to be worried about, not what kind of boyfriend she got, who she going out with, what other kids she got. That's not your business. Your business is whatever child you had with her or children you have with. That's who you're supposed to be dealing with and disciplining. But you don't want to do that because...
Exactly.
Huh?
And I said exactly.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to do that because you're so busy worried about her and her man and what she's doing with her life. And like I said, vice versa with the flip side with the woman. Or you're so busy worrying about his wife and what woman he deals with. What difference does that make? Your job is to take care and discipline your child. Your child is going to love you regardless of whether you hit them or not, buy them something or not, your child is going to love you regardless. But you can't sit up here and buy a child's love. You can't sit up here and make this child like you or love you more because you feel inadequate as a parent. It's sad. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's real talk right there.
Yeah,
can't get no realer than
that.
Yeah,
and you can. And you can only, you can only know about those things. Well, not only, but, you know, you have to experience it in order to see it. And it's just like, you know, people see that, oh, you just being mean to him, or you just, no, it's not about that. He has a son that he should have been more stricter with. But instead, you're busy trying to get him to like you more than to like me. I'm not in a competition with you, dude. At the end of the day, I didn't think this was a game where we playing a video game and we're in a competition. No, this is a child that we're raising, not a I don't know what to say, a tennis match. Like, I mean, come on.
Well,
but you can't explain things like that to people, so.
To him, rather.
Well, I don't need to be liked. I don't give a damn. Like I said, you know, I do, to a degree, have some concern of how my daughter or how my child may love me. But then at the same time, listen, if you hating me is going to save your life, well, then we don't know, then you're just going to have to hate me. Because like I said, I'm not going to sit here and shortchange you on the real world so you can go out there and be bamboozled.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, that's going to be a topic for another time. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to, like, law enforcement, I have to say it. It's like black men against law enforcement. You know what I'm saying? Because and I don't want to make it a racial thing, but at the same time it is, because a lot of black men have been removed from the home. I'm sure in other ethnicities it's the same, but what seems to be prevalent is black men in jail. And
right.
The whole thing is there a lot of black men that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing when it comes down to sticking around in the home, being there for their kids, supporting the women that they have kids by.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are women out there who condone some of this bullshit and think it's
right.
Okay.
Right.
So, but like I said, that's another topic definitely for another day. That's one of those hot topics. We'll all be on the phone and things are going to get a little hot and heavy. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like I said, real talk is real talk, and it's like, yo, listen.
Right.
Like Bernie Mac said, I'll fuck a kid up. Listen, you got to do what you got to do. Nobody said put your kid in a hospital. Nobody said put your kid in a hospital.
Bustle white meat.
Yeah,
white meat, you know?
But you know what? My kid ain't going to raise up on me. I remember one time I made a mistake and put my hand in the air the wrong way. My mother was like, what? So what you want? Put your hand again? I said, no, mama, no, no. I said, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No, mama,
and
no.
Man, listen, nah. And my father came in there like, what the hell's going on? I was like, oh, I'm about to get beat twice.
Twice.
Twice, yo. I was
and
like,
see, you know.
Note to self, keep hands behind back. You just keep
right. No, how about this? Let me sit on your damn hands.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep my hands right.
Sit on your damn
right
hands,
because
you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, about okay, when we talk about discipline, like I said, it doesn't always have to be your parents beating you. Because guess what? I didn't get beat like that. I don't think. No, I can't say that. Now I can't speak for the other two, but I can speak for me. I didn't get beat like that. Like I said, when I got hit with that extension cord, that was right there. Okay, that was enough. That right there let me know, all right, I ain't going back up to that person's house, and I ain't doing nothing else for the rest of my life. But it's like a lot of times my mother didn't even have to hit me. All she had to do was give me a look. And I knew, all right, it's time for you to shut up now.
Exactly.
Okay, or it's time for you to take your ass in the room somewhere. Because you know what? You say one more word or you say something else, and there's going to be that slipper or she, something's going to be going your way.
Exactly.
Something's going to be coming your way. So it's just like, all right, let me, you know. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what I mean by you have to have some fear. Matter of fact, the younger one today, one of his friends was leaving out of here, so I told him, I said, you let your friend know that he, when he comes into my home, he speaks to me, and when he leaves my house, he's supposed to speak. So he tells me, oh, he don't say nothing because he's scared of you. I said, exactly. You're right. He's supposed to be scared of me. I said, but I told him also, but he should show respect and speak. What does being scared of me have to do with speaking? Oh,
exactly.
People are telling me, if somebody's scared of you, they can't respect you if they scared of you. I said, now, you might be kind of right about that. I said, but it's the difference. I'm a parent. I said, he's coming into my home. I said, remember that. I said, I'm not coming into his house. He's coming into my house.
And see, and that's another thing. These kids nowadays, they don't know the difference, and they let their friends come in the house and be disrespectful.
Exactly.
And then they wonder why they turn around and get disrespected. Because you allowed disrespect to enter your home, so what do you expect? It, like, if they're like this, and hey, if you can let me come in your house and disrespect you, then fine.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, you are absolutely right, and that's exactly what you said is exactly what I told him. I said, so you're going to let him come in this house and disrespect me? No. I said, okay, but that's what I'm saying. I don't give a damn. I said, guess what? I said, my friends that lived in Queens, I said, they grandfather, they were scared of him. I was scared. Like I said, he wasn't even my grandfather, and I was scared of him. But guess what? When I came into that house and he came down and said, hello, Mr. So-and-so, hello, I spoke anyway. Okay, it didn't matter. I was scared of him, but I still spoke to him because it's a form of respect, and that's what I told him today. I don't give a damn if he's scared of me. When he leaves this house, he has to say goodnight, and I told him he's going to say goodnight, Miss So-and-so. He's not going to say just walk out the house and no. Oh, just walk in the house. No, he's going to say the last name. I told him he can't even get my first name like the Miss, you know, Miss first, you know, like that. He's going to say my last name.
Exactly.
Until he get a little more respect, you know, with himself. I said, no. When he walks in at my house, he'll say good night and good afternoon or whatever. But that's what's wrong. Exactly. That is what's wrong with these kids. They don't have no respect for authority because nobody is teaching them any respect. And you know the sad thing about it is, like you said, it has to do with the breakdown of the family. Mommy's not home. Daddy don't even live with them or whatever the case is. So you know what? Half the time the child's in the house by themselves. So guess what? Who they got to teach them anything?
No, Wiley. Nobody at all. They busy watching.
Nobody
TV
at all. I mean, I remember the latchkey kids was true. The latchkey kids had more respect.
Yeah, right.
The latchkey kids had more respect. Damn. Shoot. I don't know
what
kind of world we living in, boy.
Yeah, it's getting crazy out here. Getting crazy. It's been crazy.
We already there. I don't know. I think we done moved from crazy to delirious. I ain't talking about Eddie Murphy either. Talking about Eddie Murphy delirious people. Shoot.
No doubt. But we got 2 minutes left. And with that being said, you're closing statement on this topic of the night, Cuzzo. Big Red.
Big Red is saying, listen, discipline your children. Don't wait until they get grown and want to do it. You started out from, and like I said, 2-3 months old. That's right. And like I said, I ain't saying beat the heck out. I'm not saying anything like that. But teach your children right from wrong. When they're doing something wrong, let them know that they're doing something wrong. They will understand it. Okay? They will understand it. I remember my mother telling, you know, all the younger little kids or even my children when they were younger, 2 and 3 months old, 4 or 5 months old, if they were going to touch something, oh, that's hot. You tell them. Speak to them. They understand.
No doubt. Well, with that being said, nice episode. Thank you, Big Ray. Thank you, Hot Rod.
You are so welcome.
Representing the absolute truth. Big Red. Raised out in Queens. Born in Queens, but raised out in Brooklyn. But Yo, that's another episode in the can. This is Big Brad, Brother B, signing off.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you next week. And we'll be back with Bad Applesauce and Rotten Tomatoes.
You're right. All
right, so have a good
I'm
night.
Not even doing much bad.
You know?
All right.
All right, later.
Later.
Later, everybody.
All right.
Later.
Later.